Yep. We'll just do a Tim Davis day. That's what we're
Sounds great. All right.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Can I say something to the public quickly? I just want them to know that on the Beacon public site, now when you look up your property at the bottom, there's a button, and you can print off your own property record card. And that way you can look at your sketch and everything we have down that you have on that property so you can check on us. And if you find a discrepancy, please call us.
Prior to BOE.
not the last week of June of 2025, because that's not going to work.
All right. Mr. Wilhart has one that looks like number 28, or Willart, I guess it is, has number 287 and 306, which are the next ones on the docket. One is Xenia Sturgeon Bay, and the next one is Xenia Branson.
Mm-hmm.
One is for, these are different commercial properties, aren't these like the Target or something? What are these?
Which one? Xenia? Those are hotels.
They're hotels?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you...
They didn't talk to me about the Xenia Sturgeon Bay.
We need to pull these up.
Mm-hmm. They have three.
I don't think I have a hard file on this one.
What are they? Is it value?
Because it was yesterday. Yeah, and I don't know what they're Xenia Sturgeon Bay. I've got that. They've got some, looks like comparables here for Ramada Serenity, or maybe those are yours. I don't know.
So that one's in Commerce Park West.
Which, what's the name of this hotel, we know, on Xenia, Sturgeon Bay, BOE 287?
Sturgeon Bay is the Angel Inn by the IMAX.
Okay, we got the Angel Inn.
And then the next one, Xenia Branson, is Serenity Inn.
Is there any possibility that these are being converted? Are these smaller ones, or are these, do you know of anything?
These are big hotels.
They're big hotels.
On Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. I can tell you on number 306, it should be quick. That was just sold on March 1st of 2023. I actually have the sales sheet on it. And so we have the value at $1,802,000. And it says it sold for $1,700,000. And I'm absolutely willing to go to that value.
$1,700,000, not 1.7.
Yeah. Right. And on your file, if you open it, it shows that sales letter.
Okay. And then on the Angel Inn, are the comparables that are in the file, are they something that you provided, or is that something they provided?
I provided those. They didn't talk to me in the past. I think this one just changed hands also. But in the past, for the last BOE for 21.
You don't have a sales sheet on the Serenity Inn, then, if you say it just changed hands?
We do have the sales sheet. It's in your file.
Okay, that's on the 1.7. I'm sorry, on the Angel Inn. I mean.
On the Angel Inn, no, I don't have a sales sheet, but I have several comps that show, you know,
the
where
Ramada,
it falls.
The and other one, okay.
Right, and in my notes, I give what we've got them at, and I believe.
So, because they haven't gotten with you, is this a cost valuation?
Are we talking about 287? This is one that's valuation. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and call on this one. Does he have? He has these two. Does he have any more? Didn't we have one from yesterday that we couldn't reach him?
We moved it over.
Okay, is that one of mm-hmm. the Sturgeon Bay one? Okay.
Yes.
On
the 306, I had
Okay, I think this is a phone number that I have on 287, Daniel. Yeah, okay. I've got a phone number here.
Thank you for calling Ducharme, McMillan, and Associates. Please listen carefully as our menu options are
DMA, that's his company.
Please hold while I transfer your call. Good afternoon, DMA. Can I help you?
Yes, my name is David Akers. I'm chairman of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Mr. Willard has some cases on here. I believe his extension 2372.
Okay, one moment. I'll confirm that. Yes, 2372. Hold on a second.
Thank you. Daniel, David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you doing?
Good, David. How are you?
I'm good. We had a case, I think, of yours yesterday, but we've gone ahead and just tabled it and moved it to today. We have both Angel Inn and Serenity Inn, I believe, on the docket today. Are you okay with taking those up?
So Angel Inn should have actually been withdrawn.
Okay, that's the valuation of 3,297,214.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so that's withdrawn. Okay, and it's my understanding from the assessor that they just received a sales letter, or they have one, that sold for 1.7, and she was fine with that value, if that's agreeable with you.
Serenity Inn.
Which one's that for?
That would be the Serenity Inn, Xenia Branson, LLC. It's got you listed as well on that one.
Not 1.7.
I'm sorry?
1,700,000.
Right, right. Yeah,
1,000,000.
1,700,000, yes. I was abbreviating.
That would have likely, did they verify that included the personal property?
I don't know. He's asking if that price included personal property. Don't know.
No, I just got it from the appraisal book that we had for doing Welk, and this was one of them that was listed as the sales.
The reason we got it was because on another BOE appeal, they provided a copy of that to try to justify their request. That's the reason we ended up with it. Is there another value which you feel is appropriate for that one?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that the FF&E was going to be more than what I'm going to suggest, but if we just discount that 10% and for it to take into account the FF&E, that would put it, right around 1.5, 1.55 million.
Can I speak?
Yes.
When I do the calculations, when I know their income, we take 10% off for the personal property, so... That's agreeable.
Okay, so that would bring it down to 1,530,000. Is my math correct?
Yeah, and we would be agreeable to that.
Assessor, anything?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
On BOE 306, I would make a motion to decrease the value to 1,530,000.
Second.
Have a second. Decrease the appraised value to 1,530,000. Have
second.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. All right, Daniel, you'll get a decision letter out. I assume on the other one that you withdrew, you also get some sort of notice on that. Or do you send any notices on those?
That sounds great.
Okay. And the one you withdrew is BOE... 287, I believe. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Bye.
My apologies on that. I thought she had said it was $1,700,000, not $1,700,000.
Yeah, it was.
So I misunderstood what she said, so I apologize.
I'm confusing.
Sorry. That's okay. I just wanted to make sure that we had it. It was either 1.7 or 1.0007.
Okay, we're still not quite on schedule. We got teleconferences. We've got, Empire starts at, that's at 1:15. Okay, we've only got two more of them today.
Okay.
All right.
This morning.
We've got 76 Marketplace. Looks to be another, it's Price Chopper is what it is. And then we have let's take up the BOE 291. It looks like probably a nightly rental. David and Cassandra Gatto. Have we had this one before?
They only have one nightly rental.
Did this get moved, or is this something it wasn't on a prior docket?
I don't remember seeing it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, let's see if have they appealed just classification or everything.
Valuation and classification.
Okay. All right. Well, it may just be one of those where they just checked. It's down in Branson Cove, so these have been reduced. Okay. And that 486 is the correct value now?
Yeah.
All right. No, that's right.
This is Dave. Can I help you?
Yes, Dave. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I believe we're calling you a little bit early. Is it okay?
That's fine. No, okay. No worries.
Okay. David, I might be able to shorten this up for you. Do you all have a nightly rental property? Is this what this is in Taney County?
Yeah. My brother's family, my family, own a property in Branson Cove.
Okay.
And we rent it out about half a year. We like to go visit it often as well. So
okay.
We heard all the hubbub that was going on. We're like, oh yeah, maybe it makes sense because we're not a big business. We're just two families in St. Louis that come down to Branson often, and of course try to offset our costs by renting it out when we're not there, obviously.
And this is the only property you all have in Taney County?
Yep, the only property we own altogether. We have a primary residence and just this house. Yes.
Okay. Here's what we did a couple of years ago. We made a decision that on people that just have one property that they have in a nightly rental program at Taney County, that we give them a break and do 25% commercial, 75% residential as far as the classification. Is that something that sounds reasonable to you?
I would love it if it was 50-50. Is that an option?
Well, actually, I don't think you heard me correctly. It's 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Oh, I think that's fine. That sounds good to me.
All right. No, I just want to make sure you understood what we were doing, and if that's the only property, is there any other comment by the board or the assessor?
50-50 was good for me, too.
50-50 is fine with the assessor.
50-50. I'm a really bad negotiator.
Yeah, well, we're going to help you win. I would make a motion on BOE 291. That we classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. You'll get a decision letter out. One thing, you did check value on your sheet. Are you actually contesting value, or was it just the classification?
I don't know what I'm doing, so I just
okay.
I'm good. We don't have a realtor or anything else. I just got the sheet. I'm a bit of an amateur, if you couldn't tell. So
no, that's fine. I just want to make sure whenever it's checked, we still have to make some sort of ruling on it. If you want to withdraw the valuation appeal, you can do that.
I'll withdraw. That sounds good. Let's make this less complicated.
All right. And I do think that – I'll show for the record that you did withdraw it. But she had a meeting with the developer out there, and they